Test 3. Section 2. Listen to 3 longer conversations. For questions 10 to 15, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You will hear each conversation twice. You now have 1 minute to read the questions. A new laptop.
Mum, I need a favour. Could you lend me £200?
That's a lot of money, Owen. What do you need it for?
A new laptop. My old one needs repairing again, so I thought I'd better get a new one. If you lend me £200, Grandpa will give me the rest. I'll pay you back in a few months. I believe I can save about £30 a month from my paper rounds.
What kind of laptop are you thinking of buying?
Nothing fancy, just one that will satisfy basic needs like surfing the net and doing homework.
But you'll be in university next year, so maybe you should get one with higher specifications.
I don't think I can afford one.
Listen, if you promise you'll help with the housework, I'll lend you the £200 and throw in 100 more as a present.
Mum, you're an angel. Mum, I need a favour. Could you lend me £200?
That's a lot of money, Owen. What do you need it for?
A new laptop. My old one needs repairing again, so I thought I'd better get a new one. If you lend me £200, Grandpa will give me the rest. I'll pay you back in a few months. I believe I can save about £30 a month from my paper rounds.
What kind of laptop are you thinking of buying?
Nothing fancy. Just one that will satisfy basic needs, like surfing the net and doing homework.
But you'll be in university next year, so maybe you should get one with higher specifications.
I don't think I can afford one.
Listen, if you promise you'll help with the housework, I'll lend you the £200 and throw in 100 more as a present.
Mum, you're an angel.
A radio program.
Good evening, listeners. This is your host, David Wilson, and tonight we have with us Emily Roberts, the singer with the band Delicious. Emily, your twin brother Jared plays the drums in the band, right?
Yes, we started performing together at school just for the fun of it, but then we realised we liked being on stage.
Your band has 2 more guys and a girl in it. How did you get together?
Jared and I were performing in a small club and there were 3 students from music school in the audience. They came backstage after the show and asked if we'd be interested in forming a band with them. We had a few trials at the beginning and it worked.
Indeed it worked. Your very first album was an immediate success. Good evening, listeners. This is your host, David Wilson, and tonight we have with us Emily Roberts, the singer with the band Delicious. Emily, your twin brother Jared plays the drums in the band, right?
Yes, we started performing together at school just for the fun of it, but then we realised we liked being on stage.
Your band has 2 more guys and a girl in it. How did you get together?
Jared and I were performing in a small club and there were 3 students from music school in the audience. They came backstage after the show and asked if we'd be interested in forming a band with them. We had a few trials at the beginning and it worked.
Indeed it worked. Your very first album was an immediate success.
Schoolwork.
So, Victoria, have you finished the book we were supposed to read for school?
Hi, Justin. Oh yes, it fascinated me from the very first page. I think it really captured the atmosphere of Victorian times.
If you ask me, I found the plot totally boring. I only finished it because I had to.
Personally, I found the suspense about who the main character's birth parents were captivating.
I don't think there was any mystery. You could tell right from the start that she was Lord Henley's lost daughter.
Anyway, whether you like the book or not, the author is very famous. I think most of her novels have become bestsellers.
Mr. Palmer said that was the reason he decided on this book as our reading project in the first place. So, Victoria, have you finished the book we were supposed to read for school?
Hi, Justin. Oh yes, it fascinated me from the very first page. I think it really captured the atmosphere of Victorian times.
If you ask me, I found the plot totally boring. I only finished it because I had to.
Personally, I found the suspense about who the main character's birth parents were captivating.
I don't think there was any mystery. You could tell right from the start that she was Lord Henley's lost daughter.
Anyway, whether you like the book or not, the author is very famous. I think most of her novels have become bestsellers.
Mr. Palmer said that was the reason he decided on this book as our reading project in the first place.